challenging words. Help us by your Spirit to hear all that you have to say to us and be transformed by them, or by your Spirit through them, who we ask in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Do please, I'm not going to say please take a seat, because I don't know where you'd take it. But if you'd like to sit down, that would be great. Do you remember going to the beach? Going to the beach, a decent beach with sand. You know, I mean, I know people go to Llandudno, and it's an okay place, but it's not very sandy, is it? Not where I've been. But I used to go to a beach in Norfolk every summer, and we used to go to this holiday Bible club run by the Scripture Union, and it was absolutely fantastic. It's through that I've become a Christian, and it was absolutely amazing. We had such fun. One of the things we did every year was to have a tide fight. As I say, it was a sandy beach. It had pebbles as well, but we had a tide fight. We'd get into groups, and the teams couldn't add up to more than 70 in age. If you were an adult, you never got beyond 21. You know, they sort of decided that if you were... So even George at 53, nearing, he would only be 21. So amazing, you know. So you'd make a team, and as long as it didn't add up to more than 70, and you didn't have more than two adults in it, that was your team. So you'd work out who could build the biggest sandcastle and where would be the best place. You wouldn't be allowed to build the furthest away from the sea. There would be an area where you had to work. So you'd be thinking about it, and you'd be building it, and then as the tide gradually came in, when the first wave reached the first castle, we all had to stop and put a flag on the top of our castles and wait and stand back. And if it began to crumble, you couldn't go and patch it up or anything like that. Oh, dear me. The tension, the stress, it was amazing. And they would keep going and watching until there were just three castles left, and then two, and then one. And the there'll be a third, second, and first prize. But of course, what really won the prize? Who really won in the afternoon? Who would really win in a tide fight? The tide, obviously. Yes, the tide came in, and all our hard work, everything went. Unless we managed to snatch the flag just before it went. It went. Feels a bit like the tide's coming in at the moment, doesn't it? If you look at the news. You look at the news, that's what's going on, and it seems like the tide is just coming in and coming in and coming in and knocking everything down that we had faith in and trusted in. Those in California, so many of them with magnificent houses, these will last forever until the fire comes along. It's horrible what's going on there. All those, sadly, in places like the Yemen and Syria, we get that time and time and time again, and as they grew up as children originally, you know, they must have thought this is a good place to live. And then, my goodness me, it's not now. Our hearts go out to those people. Well, the tide has come in and swept everything away that they ever trusted in before. Even here in this country, we trust the government. What's going on with Brexit? What is going on? Are there things going on in the background that we don't know about, that we're not seeing? We don't know. We don't know. Everything that we thought we could rely on and trust in, everything seems secure and safe, but the tide is coming in. And in many ways, The people in Jesus' time thought that everything was relatively safe and secure. Yes, the Romans were in control, but everything was stable. And they had the temple. Look, teacher, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings. While we've got the temple, we know God is with us. That was the thinking. We know God is with us. We know we need not worry. It was safe. But then Jesus said, do you see all these great buildings? Not one stone here will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down. And in that reading from Daniel, it says, at that time. Well, what's that time? 3:15 or something? No, if you look in chapters 10 and 11, which give the context for this passage, it's a time of tremendous upheaval, of wars against north and south, civil war, families against families, terrible destruction, going on and on. There will be a time of distress such as not happened from the beginning of nations until then. An absolutely horrendous time going on. The security that they'd taken for granted was actually like that sandcastle that we used to build with the tide coming in. Can nothing stop it? Are we all, as they used to say, are we all doomed? Well, praise the Lord, and I mean it, praise the Lord, we're not. Jesus said, when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places and famines. These are the beginning of birth pains, which is a sign of hope, surely. At that time, again, Michael, the great prince, who protects your people will arise. There is rescue, there is new birth, and as I say, praise the Lord, truly, hallelujah. The destruction, the tide coming in is only one side of the picture. So does that mean, okay, we can sit back, we can relax, we don't have to worry about everything because everything will turn out okay? Well, let's think about what Jesus said. He said, one stone will not stand upon another. Did that come true? Well, it did. In the year 66, the people of Israel rebelled against the Romans, and the Romans came in and they absolutely annihilated the people. There was some resistance which went on for a few years, but they were destroyed completely. The temple, not one stone was left standing on another. And all those who trusted in the temple, they were also destroyed. Where do you see Pharisees and Sadducees today? You don't. They were destroyed. They had put their trust in the temple, not in God. Again, that reading from Daniel. There will be a time of distress such as has not happened from the beginning of nations until then. But at that time, your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book, will be delivered. Everyone whose name is found written in the book. What happens to the others? Daniel, in his usual way, cheers us up. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. What is this book that he talks about? Well, it's mentioned in Revelation, the last book of the Bible, where we read these words. Oh, but keep reading in Revelation, because as Archbishop Desmond Tutu said, don't worry, I've read to the end of the book, and we win. But in chapter 20, it says, then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. Earth and sky fled from his presence, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were open. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they'd done, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. And each person was judged according to what he had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, that person was thrown into the lake of fire. Uncomfortable words. We will all stand before the throne of God. We will all be judged. Are our names in the book of life? Well, how can I know? How can I know if my name is in the book of life? Well, let's ask, I ask myself, what or who do I put my trust in? I'm going to teach you a bit of Portuguese. The word for God in Portuguese is this, Deus. It's all right, you don't have to say it, but that's what it is. That is the word for God. And I'll, without sellotape, I will stick the word God up here. I hope it stays. That's the word for God. Do we put our trust in God? Or there's another way of writing the word God. It's like this. The two middle letters are EU. That's got nothing to do with Europe. In Portuguese, EU, eu, is the word for I. So our God is me. Someone once said, I am a self-made man, and I worship my creator. Do we put our trust in God? Do we put our trust in me? Do we put our trust in God? Do we make ourselves our God? Or do we make our God money? That S is a dollar sign. It's all I could find. It was the nearest to an S, obviously, that I could find. Do we make money, material things, our God? Who is our God? Stay. So the question is, in whom or in what do I put my trust? Who is God to me? Is it God? Is it me? Is it material things? If it's not God, the tide comes in and the sandcastle is destroyed. Today is the third Sunday of the month, and we offer prayer for healing and wholeness. After I've finished, there'll be an invitation for you to come forward. Come for healing, for wholeness. If you are troubled, then God is here to, again, another cliche, but it's a good one. God comforts the afflicted. If you are troubled or afflicted in any way, then come forward for prayer, for brief prayer, for anointing, and then return to your place. But if perhaps you're too comfortable, and you're not, but you're not sure whether your name is in the book of life. Again, I invite you to come forward and I will and pray for anointing of the Holy Spirit on your life, that your life will be changed. And then we can talk about it more. I've got some booklets which help us to understand what it means to have our names in the book of life. Still come forward. I'm not going to ask you as you come forward, are you coming for healing or because you're a naughty person? I'm not going to ask that. Just come forward. If you feel God calling you to come forward and receive prayer. God comforts the afflicted and afflicts the comfortable. Jesus said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He doesn't give false rest. He gives true rest. And sometimes we need to be stirred up a bit so that we can have true rest. God is present here. He offers healing, the healing that is salvation, the healing that is wholeness. So you're invited to come just as you are, but then to go transformed and renewed by the Spirit. Let's get ready to come.